Joshua 24th chapter, 13th verse. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not. And you dwelled in them, and of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted not do you eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. And if you seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whom land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. And therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. He says, if you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that ye have done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Let us pray. Father, again, I thank you today for your goodness, your kindness, your wonderful grace. Father, again, as we come to you, we ask you in the name of Jesus, because of his shed blood, you've given us the right to come boldly through the throne of grace. And Father, we sure need your help today. And so we come asking you boldly, Lord, do that which needs to be done today. Thanking you for the precious book, the Bible, your word. We need your help. We need your wisdom. We need your power. And Father, we need hearts this morning, God, that'll be tender to your word, receptive to the word of God. And Father, so as this preacher preach, using this morning to say those words that needs to be said. Father, and then, Lord, when it's all said and done, we pray that you'll just bless what's been done here in this place to help us, Lord, to be what we should be and help, Lord, to be better than we've ever been before. Oh, God, please use this service as a time to honor yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Last Wednesday night we preached from the book of Jude, and we preached about service. About being servants. I'm convinced that it's one of the greatest needs in Christian church today is service. People who dedicate themselves to God and be willing to just be servants. Just whatever God wants, just do it. And I thank the Lord for those who are servants. I thank God for that. Just servants. Just doing what God wants you to do. Being faithful at it. And I've thanked the Lord for years for just good people. I'm serious. It just serves. They don't quit. They just go on. They just keep doing it week after week after week after week after week and just keep on. And I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful for it. But the Lord has laid upon my heart again this morning. I think if you will look at this chapter 24, I think I'm right on this. I think it's 13 times the word serve. I think there's three times the word served is in chapter 24. And it's amazing because if you want to go anywhere in the Bible and talk about service, you can go to chapter 24 of the book of Joshua. And you'll find that Joshua gathers all the people together. In fact, let's go ahead and read verse 1 of chapter 24. It says, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. Joshua called them all together. He had something to say to them. He had a message he wanted to give them. Now, you got to remember in chapter 24, Joshua died. He ended his ministry, and this was some of the last words that he spake to Israel. And he had some wonderful things he wanted to say to them. And so you find in this portion of scripture the subject he chose was service. He said, "I want you to serve. I want you to serve God." And so we're going to just look at some things concerning service today from this wonderful chapter, from this wonderful story. I think that this is a chapter that's been used tremendously. I believe a lot of people's preached from it. You've heard it preached from before. And it's a great portion of Scripture. Verse 15 is one of those great verses of Scripture in the Bible. But he has a lot to say here in this portion of Scripture. So first of all, I just want to begin this morning by telling you we have an obligation to serve. If you go back, and I didn't read all the verses started at verse 13, but if you go back, he gives a history. He gives a history of Israel, and he starts with Abraham until they get into the Canaan land. And it's a history of Israel, and looks at all that God had done for them. Now, it's not a complete history, but he mentions a lot of things. He brings them across the Red Sea, and then he brings them across the Jordan, and he tells some of the things that happened along the way, and how God had helped them and brought them out. And it's a wonderful portion of Scripture. We didn't read all that for sake of time, but basically what he's doing there, he's pointing them back and saying unto them, "You know what? Here's why you ought to serve me. Here's what I've done. I've taken care of you. I've watched over you. And I've brought you out of the tough times and difficult times. And you ought to serve me because of that." And I believe something. If you'll notice in verse number 14, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him." I believe something. What he was saying to them, he was saying, "Look back on what I've done. Look back on how I've brought you out. I've taken care of you. Now what you need to do is you need to fear me and you need to serve me." I mean, that's good preaching, isn't it? I mean, isn't that right? Is that what God wants? He said, "Look at all I've done for you. I think God can do the same thing in the history of the church. I want to say something to you. God's been good to the church. You read its history, and I want to tell you something. It's amazing all that God brought them out of and protected them. Yes, they went through difficult and hard times, but I want to tell you, God has taken care of his church. We're evidence of that today. We're here. We're meeting today. You know, and so God has been good to us. And I believe something. I believe we could go down into the, take that on down, just not the church as a whole, but individually. And we could look back on our history and say, God's been good. You know, we could go back on each history of an individual here that says they're a Christian and say, God's been good to me. And how God has taken care of me and brought me to this place. You know, I say that a lot of times, but everybody looks pretty good, looks pretty healthy this morning. I don't mean that everything's right, but I mean, I don't see anybody here that looks like they missed a meal. I mean, amen. I mean, we've been pretty good. God's taken care of us, done good. And what I'm saying is we can just look back at our history and say God has been good to us. And that's what he was saying to Israel. Well, if God's been good to us, what should we do? We ought to fear him and we ought to serve him. Amen. So we have an obligation to serve God Almighty, and not just to be saved, but to serve him. Amen. We ought to realize that God is good. He's been wonderful to us. And yes, he saved our souls. If you're born again this morning, he saved you. And you ought to serve him. Service is just showing forth your love for him because you love him, you see. Now in verse number 14, he tells us how to serve him. He says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth." You know what he's saying? He said, don't be a hypocrite. In sincerity and in truth, serve God. Don't be a hypocrite. You know what the word hypocrite means, don't you? You know that they used to call play actors back years and years ago, long time ago, those who acted in plays and things like that, they were called hypocrites. They were play actors. That's what they were. And they were the name hypocrite. That's what it means. You're a play actor. That's what God don't want you and me to be. He doesn't want us to be a hypocrite. You know, we talk about hypocrites a lot of times. We don't know really what that means a lot of times. That means we're acting like something we're not. Amen. So we ought to not be a hypocrite. You see, we ought to serve God in sincerity and truth. Is that right? In sincerity. Be sincere about your Christianity. Be in truth. The way you walk ought to be in truth. Amen? So God is telling us how to serve, you see. And the only way you can do that is serve from the heart. You see, not just in words. You know as well as I do. You've heard people talk up a good storm about how they love God. But it's not down here. I mean, you can even sometimes have the outward appearance. You can look like you love God, but it's not coming from here. You see, God wants us to serve Him, fear Him, and serve Him from the heart. Amen? So I'm saying to us, how should we serve God? Well, we ought to serve Him from the heart. Amen? So also, He also, in verse number 15, He tells us and invites us to serve Him. If you'll look at verse number 15, He says, and if there seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. See, He invites them to choose. Whether you understand or not, serving God is a choice. We make a choice whether we're going to be a servant of the Lord or not. We make that choice. And He's inviting them to do that. I'm going to turn over there, and you don't have to turn if you don't want to, but I want to read you one verse from 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. Listen to what Elijah said in 1 Kings, 18th chapter. He says, 21st verse, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Well, that's amazing. Up on Mount Carmel. And he said, I'll tell you what, if God's God, follow Him. If Baal is your God, then follow him. You see, and basically that's what Joshua is saying here. Choose you whom you're going to serve. If you're going to serve the other gods of this world, then serve them. If you're not, serve God. Amen. See, that's a choice which we make. Israel done the same thing when Moses came down off the Mount of Transfiguration. Excuse me. He came off the Mount of Sinai. I got my stories mixed up there. Mount Sinai. And he had those tables of stone. And it was written, you know, the law of God was written in it. And they was dancing around the golden calf. You remember that. And, of course, it made Moses so mad, you know, he broke even the law. I've thought about that a lot of times. You know, if he had still had that law with him, they'd probably all been destroyed. But he went ahead and smashed that law. You see, if he had brought the law of God, the perfect law of God, in to that camp, I mean, they'd all had to have been judged by it. I've thought about that. You see, next time he went up the mountain, he got the law of God again. I'm not really preaching this, but anyway, he went and got the law of God again, but he also got away. He got away of not going around the law, but fulfilling the law, going away through sacrifices. I'm just simply saying to you, he came down off that mountain, and here's what he finally said to him. Listen to what he said. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. In other words, listen to me. Anytime you're going to make a choice to serve God, you're going to have to make a move. It's action. You choose. You do something. You say, I'm going to serve God. Folks, that don't mean just in words. You can talk about serving God all you want for the rest of your life. It isn't going to do any good. Until you put that in action in your life, you make a choice to serve God Almighty. Amen? And what he was simply doing here, he was just simply giving them a choice. He was just saying to them, make a choice. Choose whom you're going to serve, you see. And so we find not only that, he said it's urgent. He said, this day choose. I believe something. I believe this is a day to choose whether you're going to serve God or not. No, I really believe that. I believe this is a good day to choose. People have been walking the line for years and years and years. Why don't you just make a choice to serve God? You see, that's what he said to them. Just choose to serve God. Today make that choice, you see. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know what? Now's the day to get saved. If you're unsaved, now's the day to choose to get saved. You agree with that? I believe that's the day. If you're here unsaved today, you ought to choose today to get saved. This is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Amen. Well, we was out visiting yesterday, and Brother Dave and I happened to be going together yesterday. And we run on. I told our Sunday school class, I think I did, ask for prayer for him. Run on to this old gentleman. He's one of these old, hard old guys. We went down to see Mr. and Mrs. Willoughby and way out there in the country by Bob Townsley. went out there, and all at once the Willoughbys wasn't home, so we heard this noise across there, somebody hollering. David said, somebody's hollering. And it was up the road. There was an old trailer up the road there. This guy was sticking his head out hollering. And so we went up there, of course. And we went up there and knocked on the door, and he come, and he was eating fried chicken. He really was. He just stood there and eat fried chicken all the time he's talking to us. Didn't offer us a bit. But he was just eating fried chicken. And anyway, we got to talking to him, and he was just talking fine and wanted to know where Mr. Willoughby was. And he said he's gone fishing and all of those things. And we talked a little bit. Said his grandkids come here to church, a couple of grandkids coming here to church. And anyway, I said, well, I want to tell you something. Jesus loves you. He said, I don't want to hear that. He said, I don't want to hear none of that religious stuff. That's what he said. No, I don't want to hear any of that. He said, I won't tell you what he said, but he said, I got whipped. He said, I got whipped, he said, at home and made to go to church when I was just a little boy. I went through my mind. I thought, you didn't get whipped enough. You ought to have been whipped harder. But anyway, and anytime I try to say anything, I said, here, take this. Oh, I don't want that stuff. I don't want that. I don't want nothing to do with it. And just, you know, aggravated and all this. And David said when we walked away there, I said, I wonder if that was his last chance. You know, you always do kind of wonder those things. We don't know that. He may have a lot of chances. We don't know, but I hope he does. But I'm just saying to you folks, listen, today's the day of salvation. See, you may sit there today and you may be unsaved and you think you've got a whole long life ahead of you. But my friend, you don't know. It may be today. Today's the day to get saved. Wonderful time to get saved. If you're here unsaved, that's what God wants to do. He wants to save you today. He wants to give you eternal life, you see. So anyway here, it was a choice they had to make. Now, I want to tell you something. Joshua had already made that choice. Joshua just said publicly, and I want to say this to you this morning. Joshua said publicly in front of all Israel, as far as me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. He just made it plain. He let everybody know in front of all Israel. And I want to tell you something. Faith is not a private matter. I've always heard this. You know, well, that's between me and God. Faith is not a private matter. It's an open matter. It's a public thing. I know between you and God's way you get saved. I understand that. But boy, we ought not to stop there. We ought to let people know we're saved. We're God's child, you see. And you know, we need to proclaim it publicly. Why are we hiding the fact that we love God? Why are we hiding the fact that we're saved? Amen? We're God's children. Now old Joshua come along and he just publicly said, I want to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. He let it be known publicly that that's what he was going to do. And I want you to notice he done it in a very firm manner. I don't think anybody misunderstood him. Amen. There was no uncertain sound or speech when Joshua got done. He said he just simply told folk, you know, as far as my house, I want to tell you something right now. We're just going to serve God. You know, and I think that's what we need to hear from our pulpits. I think we need to hear a clear speech that, you know what, the word of God is God's word. And we're just going to go by it. I think we need, in all my heart, I believe something. We need amongst the daddies and the husbands of this church and every other church a firm statement. We're just going to serve God. Me and my family, we're just going to serve God. We're not going to serve men. We're going to serve God. We need to hear that. Amen. Now, I think we ought to hear it from the mamas, too. I wasn't leaving the mamas out. I think we need to hear it from the mamas and the daddies. But I think we just need to have in our families just leadership that just simply says, as far as me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Don't you think that's right? Sure. We need to hear from that in our churches, in our pulpits. We're just going to serve God. Amen. So Joshua here, he done it in a very firm way. And you know why he could do that? He had proven that in his life. He wasn't bragging. He wasn't saying, okay, I've just all at once decided I'm going to just serve the Lord. He didn't do that to impress people. They could look at Joshua's life and know exactly that Joshua had been living that. And that he was going to serve God. They knew he meant business. No doubt about it. You know, I think that's what we need. We need some folk who's not afraid to stand up. You know, in all seriousness, if I would ask you right now to stand up if you wanted to serve God, I'm not asking you to right now. If you really wanted to serve God, are you willing to take a stand in your family that we are going to serve God? Would you be willing to stand? Would you be willing to stand? And I mean it. No, I mean, you know, as far as me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Would you be willing to do that? That's what Joshua did. He just stood up in front of all Israel. Said, this is the way it is. We're just going to serve God. I happen to believe something. I believe that's what's needed. And let me say to you, it was a personal choice with him. I know I've already dealt with that some, but it was a personal choice with him. He didn't wait to see what everybody else was going to do. Would you even listen to me a moment, men? He didn't ask Mrs. Joshua. He said, what do you think, honey? What do you think we should do? You think maybe we ought to serve the Lord? Hey, children, what do you think? You think we ought to serve the Lord? He just said, no, as far as me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. He was speaking for his house. Yes. It was a personal choice that Joshua had made. Amen. And I think that's what's needed. I think there need to be some choices. And I think it's a personal choice. Men ought to step up and they ought to say, we're going to serve God. Me and my house, we're just going to serve God. You see, he was the leader of the home, and he stood up and he said, "Just going to serve God." Amen. Don't you think that's what we need? I mean, amen. You see, do you know he chose for his family? Now you know. Let me tell you a good one, because I don't believe this for a minute. I don't believe Mrs. Joshua was standing against that. I believe Mrs. Joshua was right there saying, "Honey, that's right." We're gonna be right there with you. Yes, I think that's what she's saying, very quietly, probably. I'm saying, but honey, I'm for you. I'm with you. We're right there with you. Well, I think that's what was happening. But you know, he already knew that when he said it. Got my family with me. Why, he'd been leading them in that direction for a long time. Amen. You see, Joshua didn't sit around on Sunday morning reading the newspaper and watching TV. He went to church with his family. In fact, he took the leadership. Amen. You understand what this preacher's saying? I mean, service, it's time. Honestly, it's time that we got serious about this thing of serving God. Not just talk it, but do it. Make some stands, men. You're going to serve God. My family's going to serve God. I'm going to be the leadership. We're just going to serve God. Amen. Now, we need the ladies, too. I understand that. But I'm saying, I want to tell you something. We need men to step up and just serve God, you see. And I want to tell you something else also. His choice encouraged others to do the same thing. I want you to read with me in 24th chapter, 16th verse. He says, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. The people stepped up and said, you know what? No, Joshua, we're going to be with you. I don't think people understand the influence that you have on other people. You know, I've seen it before. I've seen it be kind of hard to get people to start testifying. As soon as one would start testifying, others would start testifying. I'm just simply saying to you, I just believe something, you know. We need some leadership to just step up and say, we're going to do this, and I believe there'll be other people do it. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're just going to serve God, put God first. Do you believe that's the right thing to do? Amen. Sure. You see, and it helped encourage others. Folks, if you men, and I'm talking to men right now for a moment, but if you men will step up and say, honey, we're going to serve God, that's the way we're going, that's the direction we're going, I think you'll find out most of the time you're going to find a wife that'll say, okay, amen. Right. Now, you may find some rebels out there, but you just go ahead and serve God anyway. Amen. You just keep serving God. Amen. You step up. You do it. You'll encourage those around you to serve God. You see, we need that here at Blessed Old Baptist Church. And I'm not saying we don't have it. We've got some wonderful folk here that's serving God. God bless you so much. But you keep serving God. You keep taking stand for the Lord. You keep doing it. Don't you quit. These youngsters need to see you doing that. They need to see. They don't need to see backsliders. They don't need to see people falling away from God. No, no, no. They need to see people that's encouraged in the Lord and helped in the Lord. And they need to see you doing it day in, day out. Week in, week out. Amen. So I always say whenever someone chooses to serve God, it helps others. You see, also. And then I want you to notice something, though, because now we're getting down into the more serious part of it. Because we can sit there and we can say, boy, I want to serve God. That's what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to do. I'm going to serve God. Well, let's let and see what happened. Verse number 19. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Now, you know what he was saying? Now, I'll read verse number 20. For if you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. See, what he was saying is, in the condition you're in now, you can't serve God. That's what he was saying to him. You can't serve God. Why? You're in your sins. How in the world are you gonna serve God? Something's gonna happen, you see, before you're really gonna serve God. They were still in their sin, and he said, you can't serve God that way. Trials and difficulties and all kinds of things. Let me tell you something. It costs to serve God. No, it costs to serve God. You got to make some decisions. You hear what this preacher's saying? Boy, listen, it costs to serve God. You've got to say, you know what? I'm in my sin and I got to get out of my sin. I can't serve God in my sin. A lot of people think they can just go on in their sin and serve God. No, no, no. Look what he says in verse 23. Look what he said. He says, and therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. What was he saying? He said, what you got to do is put away some things. If we're going to serve God, we got to put away the evil in our life. I've preached on this, and I've preached on it. I've hollered about it. I want to see revival here. And the one thing that worries me more than anything else is the old bad spirit and the bad attitudes and all of those things. We talk about immorality. Immorality is terrible. It's wicked. It's horrible. Should never be. But I want to tell you, an old bitter spirit is just as horrible. Oh, bitter spirit and a bad attitude, and come into church with a bad attitude and don't want to be a blessing and a help, and you don't let God take care of that. I want to tell you, it scares me to death. You want to say, I'm a servant of God. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not serving God. No way under the sun. You got to put away the filth in your life before you ever truly become a servant of God. You understand what I'm saying? You put that mess away. You get right with God. Then you can serve God, be a servant. You see, I told you I'm going to get serious about this. I told you I'm getting to the hard part. See, we all sit and say, boy, I want to serve God. Well, God says, then clean your life up. Put away this and put away that out of your life so you can serve God. Amen? Sure. And then here's what they said. Verse 24. He said, and the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. I want to go back over verse 16. He says, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Look at verse 18. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. You know what they done? They said, no, we're going to serve God. That's what we're going to do. Now, they had already heard what it took. You turn away from this stuff. You do right. Holy, oh, said, we want to serve God. Amen. Now look at verse number 22. And here's what he says. He says, and Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. You know what they said? He said, listen, you're a witness against yourself. Right. Now you said you want to serve God. You're a witness against yourself. See, that's serious business. You ought to listen, because there's a statute written down here, and he even set a stone up. And he said, this stone will hear what God said and what you said. Well, I want to tell you something. These walls in here set up as a stone for the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. The word of God is preached. And what you say and what you agree to, let me say, is a testimony against yourselves and against myself too when I say it. It's a testimony against us that we have said we will serve the Lord and then not do it. Boy, that's not right. I want to tell you, you're playing with fire when you do that. You see, a lot of people think this Christian thing, it's just a big old game. See, this isn't a game. Talking to my brother yesterday, my brother Herschel was came down to see David Stored, got to spend some time with him, and I want to tell you, you can't believe the change in that man. Oh, we sat there for a good little bit and talked about the Lord and talked about church and talked about true believers and all kinds of stuff, and I'm going to tell you, inside, I was just a bubble. I was just saying, but he was asking me some questions. He said, what do you think about this? He said, they're thinking about building a new church down there. He said, what do you think about this stuff about, you know, all this big buildings for all this entertainment stuff? You know how this preacher feels. You know it's good for us to get together once in a while and have some fellowship. We like to do that. We like to have, and that's good for God's people, but you don't want to make a habit of that. What you want to do is the church is for, is to get out and get souls saved. That's the purpose of it. I've been preaching that. I've been telling you, that's the purpose of the church. It's not all this entertainment, not all these games and hockey and basketball and baseball and all these other. That's not what the church is all about. The church is getting busy and serving God and seeing souls saved. That's what it's all about. You build your church on that them activities and that entertainment stuff, and you'll have to keep doing that because that's what the church is built on. But you build it on soul winning, you'll see the church filled up like this. You build it on soul winning. You see people coming and coming to hear the word of God and get saved. That's what you build it on. You build it on soul winning and building people to win souls and building people to live right and love God and walk with God. Then you got the right foundation. You understand what I'm saying? You see, what do you want to do? You want to serve God? Amen. Listen, there's a testimony this morning right here in this place. These walls can testify. Are you going to serve God? You heard what the preacher said. I believe the preacher said what God wanted me to say. Now, are you going to serve God? Now, I'm not talking about playing games. Don't get in this game playing stuff. I'm talking about serious business. Because let me show you one more verse. Verse 31. He says, and Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. You know what he said? This was not a week thing. This was not a month thing. This was not a year thing. This was a thing of a lifetime thing. This is not saying, yeah, I'm going to serve God this week. No, you serve him this week and next week and all the other weeks of this year. And then next year you do the same thing. The next year you do the same thing. Next year you do the same thing. I told you the other night there's been people here that's been doing things for 30 years and 20 years. How do you do that? You start with 1 year. And you keep doing it year after 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 year. And you just keep doing it. Pretty soon you got 20 years. You got 30 years. You keep doing it. That's how you do it. You just serve God. Amen. You see that? You know, and so many people just playing games with Christianity. Just playing around with it. Folks, don't play games. God is looking for servants. I believe that with all my heart. And I know I put the hammer on you this morning, but I should put the hammer on you. You need to be servants of God. Not for just a day or two or a month or two. You need to determine that you're going to serve God. And that means a business. That means looking at your life and getting rid of all that junk out of your life that ought not to be there. Clean your life up. Put it away. And serve God. Amen. Is that right? Now, do you want to be a servant or not? You want to serve God? Do you honestly, truly want to serve God? You can. Now, I want to tell you where the starting place is. Starting place serving God is getting saved. See, you can't never serve God. If you're not saved, you never will serve God. You can't. It's impossible. But you have a wonderful, loving Heavenly Father that loves you so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary for your sins. And Jesus came and died there for the sins of all the world. He paid the ransom for all. Every person here, Jesus died for. And if you're not saved, God wants to save you and give you everlasting life. That's a starting place. You can't even begin to serve God without starting there. You need to be born again. You need to be saved. And God loves you and wants to save you. There again, that's a choice. That's a choice you have to make. You're here without Christ. Why don't you make the choice to be saved, to put your faith and trust in Jesus and be saved? If you're here and you've just been fiddling around with this here serving God, why don't you make a choice today to serve God? Why don't you do what Joshua does? And just come and say, you know, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You think that'd be a good thing to do? You think that'd be a right thing to do? Oh, I think God would so honor that. Amen. That's what we need. All right. Bow your heads, please. You know, I toyed, and I'm not sure even to this moment what I should do, but I want to tell you something. It's time that people made some public decisions. Why in the world would we be ashamed to just stand for God and say, you know what, I'm going to be a servant of the Lord? That's what Moses asked the people to do there at the bottom of Mount Sinai. He said, you come on over here. The Levites come over and stood with Moses, that man of God. You see, what's needed is people to take a real stand for the Lord. You know, I'm asking you today, in all seriousness, make a real stand. Quit playing around. If you're going to serve other gods, then serve them. Just go ahead and serve them. But if you're going to serve God, serve God. Amen. I want to ask you a question. You're here this morning, you say, Brother Ross, I do not know for sure that I'm saved. I am not sure that I'm God's child, and I'm concerned about it, and I want you to pray for me. Now, I'm not going to call your name out. I'm just going to pray for you. I promise you that. But say, I do not know for sure I'm saved. Would you just raise your hand, please? I do not know for sure that I'm saved. Anyone, please. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you so much. See, I'm just not sure I'm saved, not sure I'm ready for heaven. Anyone, please. Anyone else? Anyone, please. You say, Brother Ross, I know for sure I'm saved. I know that. But I'm not doing much about this serving God. I'm really pretty well letting the world control my life. I pretty well do what I want to do, not what God wants me to do. And I'm concerned about that. And the preaching this morning has got to my heart, and I need to make some changes in my life. And I need to make a stand and say, I'm going to serve God. Would you just raise your hand, please? Just raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Anyone else? I'm just going to serve God. Anyone else? Thank you. God bless you. Someone else? Thank you. God bless you. I'm just going to serve the Lord. Anyone? I'm just going to serve God. I just want to ask you a question this morning. If you're here and you say, Brother Ross, I'm already doing that, but I am willing to serve God. I'm just willing to serve God. I want to serve God. Would you just raise your hand, please? I just want to be a servant of God. I just want to serve Him. I just want to love Him. I want to serve Him. Raise your hand, please. Thank you. Now, as I'm going to pray, I want to ask you this. That one who raised their hand not sure of salvation, When I begin to pray, or when we stand up in a moment, I want you to come forward. I want you to come let someone deal with you about salvation. We want to be sure that you go home saved, ready for heaven. Amen. If you're here as God's child, and you just know there needs to be some changes in your life, and you want to get serious about serving God, we want you the invitation to come. Amen. So I'm going to pray now. Father, thank you so much for your kindness and goodness. Thank you, Father. For once again, this portion of Scripture, so rich and has so much, many things in it, Lord, to help us. I pray for that one, Lord, that said they wasn't sure about salvation. They'll have the courage to just step forward and come. Get that settled. And I pray also for those, Father, just have some needs in their life concerning this thing of serving God. Just want to make a stand for the Lord this morning. You give them the courage to do that, Father. We put this in your hands, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.